America, Tin Man, here in the mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD, here when you need us. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan. We have
Dennis Dylan Schneider.
Professor, good morning. I'm Tori Shea.
And we have Mr. Duncan McLean from the Foundation.
I like to call him Duncan Warbucks, Daddy Duncan Warbucks, because he's got a lot of money to give out.
Yeah, we do. We like to spend money. Thanks for having me. I'm sorry,
Caleb. No worries. Thank you. Some big news in athletics history for the school. The men's basketball team is ranked number 10 in the nation, but most importantly, number 1 in the state of Florida. This is the first time in Gulf Coast State College history that both the men and the women's team are ranked number 1 in the state.
Fantastic.
And in the top 10 nationally. Wow. So we will see how they go on for the rest of the season. And this was the poll as of
last night, Monday.
So okay. What happened at last night's game?
Last night's game, they won.
Woo!
So hopefully maybe next Monday we'll get an answer to see if they moved up.
Good, good.
But
such
it's time.
Wonderful.
That's so exciting.
Yes, it is. And you can hear those games here on WKGC 90.7 FM and HD.
There you go.
Now, Thanksgiving's coming up tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
And of course, what everyone does before the football starts is watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes, they do.
But the weather coming up is a bit problematic.
Yes. The first Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade was in 1924. Now, back then, they did not have balloons. They had zoo animals. And it was even crazier to think that, you know, Santa Claus was part of that very beginning, but he was not the prominent thing at that time. Wow. So I saw that Al Roker this morning had mentioned that there's a storm coming through the mid-U.S., coming to the Northeast. It's going to hit with a lot of wind. They're concerned right now that they will have to take the balloons and walk them with them dragging on the street so that they don't take off from the wind. So, you know, they didn't start with balloons, and this year we may not have balloons again.
No.
But we'll have to keep an eye out if you do see them tomorrow.
Yes, and hopefully if they come to Florida by wind, we'll have to just take them down the streets here.
What is the danger, I guess, of them flying away? What are they worried about it hitting?
It being an enormous object, you know, that can, you know, catch on buildings or
power lines, maybe.
Get in the way of aircraft that may be flying around. Or even just, you know, lift the people walking off the ground.
Oh, that would be dangerous.
Not particularly fun.
Yes. And some of the walkers are actually attached to that tether.
Ooh, so scary.
If it takes off, they are going with it.
They're flying.
I want some hazard pay for that job.
But hopefully things are well.
Things should be well. It looks like it's going to be a very windy day up there. So. Mm-hmm.
But what's new?
What's
well,
new?
This may increase ratings for the parade if you know, everyone's sitting waiting to watch to see if there's going to be a balloon blow away.
You'll see all the cell phone cameras looking at every balloon waiting for that first one to take off.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know how I segue
into
this.
Maybe it's just media hype. It's just trying to get us to watch this year.
Speaking of media hype, that's a good one. We have Mr. Duncan McLean in the studio, and you are the assistant director of the Gulf Coast State College Foundation.
I am.
And coming up this Sunday, we're opening the scholarship applications.
That's right, Caleb. We do this every year. Our scholarship cycle is annual. And we have over 750 scholarships, and we need to find people to fill them, our students at Gulf Coast State College, to fill them. So what we do is we ask everybody who's going to be attending or planning to attend Gulf Coast to come in and complete one of our applications, and so we can look at it and determine whether you want to be whether you are chosen as a scholarship recipient. We do this in about 3.5 months, from December to March 15th, and we open that time. So we are asking everybody who is in the Gulf Coast family to go by and complete an application. It's just very simple, and there are no fees. There are no restrictions. If you are attending Gulf Coast, please fill out an application, and we hope so. Normally, we'll get around 900, 1,200 applications. We can always use more, so don't hesitate, don't delay.
And the application consists of about three essay questions?
It does. There's a number of different smaller questions because we want to try to find the right students for the right scholarships. So you're going to see some smaller questions on there. But the real important part of our application are the three scholarship essay questions that we ask. Every application is scored by a scoring committee comprised of faculty and staff of Gulf Coast. And what they'll do is they'll look at the essay questions and score each application. So concentration is on those. The questions are not really deep or technical, but, you know, they'll make you think a little bit.
Is one of them next year going to be, what do you do if you're attached to a giant parade balloon and it starts flying away?
And how high did you fly up the buildings before you let go or something like that?
When did you make the decision to, act?
Well, we want to make sure our applicants think a little bit when they write the answers to the application. And I tell you, as a student at Gulf Coast, you're fortunate to have a reading and writing lab, too, that
yes.
knows this is our application cycle, and you can take your answers in there, and they will review it, check for grammar, content, length. Sometimes a short answer is the very best. Sometimes a well-written answer is always the best with grammar and punctuation. So like you had mentioned in the earlier in the segment, it's always better to start those essay answers early
yep.
in the process as opposed to waiting until March 13th or 14th.
The big reason there is it gives you the opportunity to come up with your answer, to refine
sure.
it, to make a competent argument for whatever the question is asking.
That's right. And these questions are thought-provoking, so I don't want to downplay them a little bit, but we don't want somebody to sit there for 4 or 5 hours to have to think of writing an answer. But the main thing our scholarship scoring committee looks at is grammar, punctuation, and content. And I always use an example of one of the highest scoring answers we've ever had was written in one paragraph, but it was just very well done. So, and with the reading and writing lab here, they're a great place to have assistance.
Now, the big question, I'm a student, how do I apply?
Well, what you simply do is log into your MyGCSC account, and inside that you will see a foundation scholarship logo and a little tile, and you'll hit that, and it'll link you right to our login page on our application. The login credentials are very simple. It's the first part of your Gulf Coast email, and your password, there's information on what password to use. Once you get in there, it's a one-page application, and that's all. It'll take you with the essay questions, probably take you maybe 10 minutes to complete.
And if you'd like more information about any of this application, you know, or scholarships,
mm-hmm.
getting one, or if you are a community member and want to contribute, the information is available on the website. That's www.gcscfoundation.org.
That's correct. Or they can call me directly. I'm at 850-872-3810.
Excellent. Well, Mr. McLean, thank you for coming in.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I've enjoyed it.
We're going to take a quick break, and then we've got to get to our Vitamin B play of the day, the Beatles track of the 9 o'clock hour here on The Mix.
Wonderful.